When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the weekend, so relax and listen to some stories the whole family can enjoy. That's right, it's the Saturday Story Circle, here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Boy, sure glad we done decorating these eggs.
Grandpa, what you doing?
Hi, kids. Just done decorating these eggs.
Do you have time to tell us a story? Please, 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 please.
Okay. Now, which story should I tell?
How about telling us how you lost your tail?
Well, All right. It happened some years ago. When I was captain of... This is the adventure of the Starship Jackalope. Our one-year mission, to explore new garden patches and different worlds, to seek out larger and bigger caverns, to boldly go where no rabbit has gone before. Captain's log. Peter Rabbit reporting from the bridge of the USS Jackalope, along with First Officer Lieutenant Commander Thumper. Communications Officer Lieutenant Tonya Ears. Helms Officer Lieutenant J.P. Seeker, and in sick bay, Dr. Harvey Hopper Smith. This is day 152 of our mission.
Captain, sir, our long-range scanner has targeted a planet 2 light-years away. In the Red Beach sector, indicating possible gardens.
Understood, Commander. Give coordinates to Helm. Lieutenant Seeker, set a course for the Red Beach sector. Warp Factor 3. Maybe we'll have better hunting there.
Aye, Captain. Setting course. For the Red Beach sector, Warp Factor 3.
Captain Rabbit, sir, I'm receiving audio signals from the target planet.
Noted. Have any signs of high intelligence?
Hard to say, sir, but I am picking up parts of a show called Law and Pickles.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Continue monitoring. Have you reached anyone about our friendly intentions?
I have, sir. No reply as of yet, but I think their planet is called Petunia.
Captain, we are in orbit above Petunia.
Sir, our scanners are indicating a very large foundation of an extremely large terra patch.
Give coordinates to the transporter room. Have Dr. Hopper and yourself join me as the away team.
Informing Dr. Hopper, sir.
Captain to Lieutenant Seeker. Away team safely on planet. We'll send report every half hour from now on.
Noted, Captain. We'll remain in normal orbit.
Sir, do you smell anything?
We seem to be standing in something that is giving off a very offensive odor.
Make a note, Commander. Do you talk to a transport room about dematerializing away teams on top of a compost mound?
Noted, sir.
Dr. Hopper, are you okay? Dr. Hopper?
Here, Captain. I don't remember signing up to be included in someone's garden additives, but besides that, I'm fine. My lord, what do they put in here?
Yes, I don't think I want to know.
Sir, I believe we need to travel in that direction, to the other side of that hill of fertilizer.
Thumper, would you mind if we hopped around it?
Thank you, sir. I was hoping you would say that.
Captain, wait a second. I need to clean up my medical recorder. There, that got it. Okay, I'm ready. Yuck!
Ship's log, Lieutenant J.P. Seeker, acting commander. The captain, commander, and doctor have been on the surface of the planet Petunia for 2 hours. Every half-hour reports from the away team have been received, and they have reported nothing special about the planet, except for some liquid chocolate running creeks. They mentioned something about cleaning up when they get back. I suggested that they should stay away from the creeks, so they don't fall in. Nothing worse than a chocolate-covered rabbit. Lieutenant Ears, anything new to report as far as communications from the planet?
No, sir. However, I am now hearing a program that sounds like a sports show, where to get a score, they toss. I think they call it tomato skin through goalpost.
Noted, Lieutenant. Please send an update message back to our home planet. Overbite. Makes you wonder if there is any intelligent life form here.
Right away, sir.
Boy, I've never hopped around anything so smelly.
Captain, over here.
This can't be. Look at the size of those carrots. Doctor, are these things edible?
Captain, I have never seen a carrot 3 feet long, not including the green tops. Sir, all preliminary tests show these are the real McCoys. One of these could feed a family of 5 for a day, and if the rest of this planet is anything like this, it would help overbite tremendously.
Here, let me help you with one of these.
Stop, Captain. Look out.
What the? Ah!
Captain, wake up. Captain. Aw, come on. You just passed out.
Ow. Hopper, what happened? And why do I feel numb?
Well, Captain, let's see how I can put this. There is good news and bad news.
Doctor? Okay, the good news.
All right. The natives of this planet are called garden holes. They have given us permission to take as many carrots as our ship can carry. Commander Thumper has made a deal with their leaders. They are allowing us to come back every year during harvest season for another shipload. In exchange, all they want is our waste produces for their compost heaps.
That's exciting news. Great work. And the bad news?
Well, sir. The natives are pretty sharp and have quick actions. Before the commander could say, Jackrabbit, how can I put this? You remember bending down to help me? They cut off your tail, sir, and you passed out. I have medicated you so it will not hurt as much, giving it time to heal.
So let me get this straight, Doctor. I'm tailless?
Only until we find some way to graft a replacement on, sir.
And how long will that be?
Sir, until that time, we have this special pillow just for you.
Special? It looks like a donut.
Yes, sir.
Captain, our storage holds are all filled with carrot and secured.
Thank you, Commander. Prepare to leave orbit and send a message to Overbite about our good fortune.
Understood, sir. Sir, should I mention your misfortune?
I think I will inform them that I'll be coming back a little lighter.
As you wish, sir.
Well, kids, that's how I lost my tail. But I did receive the Purple Heart over there in the glass case from our president, and 2 weeks paid sick days.
Gramps, does it still hurt?
Only when I hop too high.
Will you ever get a tail?
At first I was worried about getting a tail, but now I think there's more unfortunate rabbits that need one more than I.
Grandpa, will you be going back to Petunia?
Let's say that I'm not hopping to go back, and I learned something. Always, always, watch your back.
Aww.
We are proud and fortunate to feature the following voice talents of Captain Peter Rabbit, played by Alex Gilmore, First Child, played by Esther, Second Child, played by Bridget. Third Child, played by Michael. Officer First Lieutenant Commander Thumper, played by Morris Rocky Ricano. Helms Officer Lieutenant J.P. Seeker, played by James Leeper. Communications Officer Lieutenant Tanya Ears, played by Bobby Owens. Dr. Harvey Hopper Smith, played by Michael Leibman. Star Rabbit Tracks Episode 1 Missing Tail was written by Captain John Tadizak. Producers are Waleed Ovais and John Specht. Post-production by James Leeper. Edited by Gwendolyn Jensen-Willard. Our webmistress is Alexa Chipman. We would like to confirm that we did not remove Peter Rabbit's tail, nor harm any rabbits while making this audio. We also would like to thank Captain John Tadizak of Misfits Audio for airing the show. We are not affiliated in any way with Peter Rabbit or Star Trek. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. This is MJ Cogburn for Misfits Audio Production 2008.